This is the reading for July 11th, Job chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord, "I know that you can do all things, and that no plan of yours can be ruined. You asked, 'Who is this that made my purpose unclear by saying things that are not true?' Surely I spoke of things I did not understand. I talked of things too wonderful for me to know. You said, 'Listen now, and I will speak. I will ask you questions, and you must answer me.' My ears had heard of you before, but now my eyes have seen you. So now I hate myself. I will change my heart and life. I will sit in the dust and ashes." After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "I am angry with you and your two friends because you have not said what is right about me as my servant Job did. Now take 7 bulls and 7 male sheep and go to my servant Job and offer a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you and I will listen to his prayer. Then I will not punish you for being foolish. You have not said what is right about me as my servant Job did." So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did as the Lord said, and the Lord listened to Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord gave him success again. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had owned before. Job's brothers and sisters came to his house, along with everyone who had known him before, and they all ate with him there. They comforted him and made him feel better about the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave Job a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the last part of Job's life even more than the first part. Job had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 teams of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. Job also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He named the first daughter Jemima, the second daughter Keziah, and the third daughter Karen Hapuk. There were no other women in all the land as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father Job gave them land to own along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He lived to see his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Then Job died. He was old and had lived many years. 2 Chronicles chapter 11. When Rehoboam arrived in Jerusalem, he gathered 180,000 of the best soldiers from Judah and Benjamin. He wanted to fight Israel to take back his kingdom. But the Lord spoke his word to Shemaiah, a man of God, saying, "Speak to Solomon's son Rehoboam, the king of Judah, and to all the Israelites living in Judah and Benjamin. Say to them, 'The Lord says, you must not go to war against your brothers. Every one of you should go home, because I made all these things happen.' So they obeyed the Lord's command and turned back and did not attack Jeroboam. Rehoboam lived in Jerusalem and built strong cities in Judah to defend it. He built up the cities of Bethlehem, Etam, Tekoa, Beth-zur, Soko, Adullam, Gath, Marishah, Ziph, Adarain, Lachish, Azekah, Zorah, Ajalon, and Hebron. These were strong walled cities in Judah and Benjamin. When Rehoboam made those cities strong, he put commanders and supplies of food, oil, and wine in them. Also, Rehoboam put shields and spears in all the cities and made them very strong. Rehoboam kept the people of Judah and Benjamin under his control. The priests and the Levites from all over Israel joined Rehoboam. The Levites even left their pasture lands and property and came to Judah and Jerusalem because Jeroboam and his sons refused to let them serve as priests to the Lord. Jeroboam chose his own priests for the places of worship and for the goat and calf idols he had made. There were people from all the tribes of Israel who wanted to obey the Lord, the God of Israel. So they went to Jerusalem with the Levites to sacrifice to the Lord, the God of their fathers. These people made the kingdom of Judah strong, and they supported Solomon's son Rehoboam for 3 years. During this time, they lived the way David and Solomon had lived. Rehoboam married Mahalath, the daughter of Jeremoth and Abihail. Jeremoth was David's son, and Abihail was the daughter of Eliab, Jesse's son. Mahalath gave Rehoboam these sons, Jeush, Shemariah, and Zaham. Then Rehoboam married Absalom's daughter, Maachah, and she gave Rehoboam these children, Abijah, Attai, Ziza, and Shelomith. Rehoboam loved Maachah more than his other wives and slave women. Rehoboam had 18 wives and 60 slave women and was the father of 28 sons and 60 daughters. Rehoboam chose Abijah, son of Maachah, to be the leader of his own brothers because he planned to make Abijah king. Rehoboam acted wisely. He spread his sons through all the areas of Judah and Benjamin, sending them to every strong walled city. He gave plenty of supplies to his sons, and he also found wives for them. 2 Chronicles chapter 12. After Rehoboam's kingdom was set up and he became strong, he and the people of Judah stopped obeying the teachings of the Lord. During the fifth year Rehoboam was king, Shishak, king of Egypt, attacked Jerusalem because Rehoboam and the people were unfaithful to the Lord. Shishak had 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen. He brought troops of Libyans and Sukkites and Cushites from Egypt with him, so many they couldn't be counted. Shishak captured the strong walled cities of Judah and came as far as Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and the leaders of Judah who had gathered in Jerusalem because they were afraid of Shishak. Shemaiah said to them, "This is what the Lord says, you have left me, so now I will leave you to face Shishak alone." Then the leaders of Judah and King Rehoboam were sorry for what they had done. They said, "The Lord does what is right." When the Lord saw they were sorry for what they had done, the Lord spoke his word to Shemaiah, saying, "The king and the leaders are sorry, so I will not destroy them, but will save them soon. I will not use Shishak to punish Jerusalem in my anger, but the people of Jerusalem will become Shishak's servants, so they may learn that serving me is different than serving the kings of other nations." Shishak, king of Egypt, attacked Jerusalem and took the treasures from the temple of the Lord in the king's palace. He took everything, even the gold shield Solomon had made. So King Rehoboam made bronze shields to take their place and gave them to the commanders of the guards for the palace gates. Whenever the king went to the temple of the Lord, the guards went with him, carrying the shields. Later, they would put them back in the guard room. When Rehoboam was sorry for what he had done, the Lord held his anger back and did not fully destroy Rehoboam. There was some good in Judah. King Rehoboam made himself a strong king in Jerusalem. He was 41 years old when he became king, and he was king in Jerusalem for 17 years. Jerusalem is the city that the Lord chose from all the tribes of Israel in which he was to be worshipped. Rehoboam's mother was Naamah from the country of Ammon. Rehoboam did evil because he did not want to obey the Lord. The things Rehoboam did as king, from the beginning to the end, are written in the records of Shemaiah the prophet and Iddo the seer in the family histories. There were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the time they ruled. Rehoboam died and was buried in Jerusalem, and his son Abijah became king in his place.
Chapter 5.
Pay attention to this if you're rich. Cry and moan about the misery that is coming to you. Your riches have decayed, and your clothes have been eaten by moths. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be used as evidence against you. Like fire, it will destroy your body. You have stored up riches in these last days. The wages you refuse to pay the people who harvested your fields shout to God against you. The Lord of armies has heard the cries of those who gather the crops. You have lived in luxury and pleasure here on earth. You have fattened yourselves for the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered people who have God's approval, even though they didn't resist you. Brothers and sisters, be patient until the Lord comes again. See how farmers wait for their precious crops to grow. They wait patiently for fall and spring rains. You too must be patient. Don't give up hope. The Lord will soon be here. Brothers and sisters, stop complaining about each other or you will be condemned. Realize that the judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, follow the example of the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. They were patient when they suffered unjustly. We consider those who endure to be blessed. You have heard about Job's endurance. You saw that the Lord ended Job's suffering because the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Above all things, my brothers and sisters, do not take an oath on anything in heaven or in earth. Do not take any oath. If you mean yes, say yes. If you mean no, say no. Do this so that you won't be condemned. If any of you are having trouble, pray. If you are happy, sing psalms. If you are sick, call for the church leaders. Have them pray for you and anoint you with olive oil in the name of the Lord. Prayers offered in faith will save those who are sick, and the Lord will cure them. If you have sinned, you will be forgiven. So admit your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you will be healed. Prayers offered by those who have God's approval are effective. Elijah was human like us, yet when he prayed that it wouldn't rain, no rain fell on the ground for 3.5 years. Then he prayed again. It rained, and the ground produced crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you wanders from the truth, someone can bring that person back. Realize that whoever brings a sinner back from the error of his ways will save him from death, and many sins will be forgiven.